Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who's chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this the man, a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The Lord said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I've taken away your sin, and I'll put rich garments on you." Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. "This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among those standing here. Listen, O high priest Joshua, and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I'm going to bring my servant, the branch. See the stone I've set in front of Joshua? There are seven eyes on that one stone. And I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty. I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty." And then I'd like to read verse 6 of chapter 4. He said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." A couple things I just want to point out. Satan was standing there, ready to accuse Joshua. And I think the thing that gets me excited in verse 8, the thing that unites us this morning is the branch, trusting in the branch to remove our sin, Jesus. And it doesn't happen by our own strength or power, but it's by his spirit that our sin is removed. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this morning, for this time we can look into your word and study and look at what you're like. And I pray that we would make it applicable, alive into our lives, and change us. Lord, by your word this morning, commit this Sunday school time to you. And also, Lord, I pray that, and I thank you that what unites us is the branch, the Lord Jesus. And I pray that as a congregation, as we go through some decisions and changes, Lord, that we would come back to the basics, even as we all think differently at times. Thanks, God. And we ask that you draw us together. In Jesus' name, amen.